FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African Police Service will roll out body cameras from the 1st of April. Police Minister Senzo Mgunu revealed the plan during a parliamentary session in response to a DA inquiry. The move has been welcomed by unions and political parties, but crime expert Willem Els feels that the body cams are a positive addition to the response, but has cautioned against relying too heavily on the devices to address underlying policing issues.
We must just remember that a body camera is not the magic wand. It is just a tool that can be used by your law enforcement fraternity in order to place up hurdles and to make it more difficult for crimes to be committed. On the one hand, it provides protection for the policing officer or the law enforcement officer.
The KZN legislature says it will compile a comprehensive report on Etegwini's water supply crisis. The Portfolio Committee on Cooperative Governance says it decided to launch a probe after being inundated with complaints from residents. Here's the committee's Marlene Nair.
We are committed to engaging the public, government entities and as many relevant stakeholders as possible to be able to gain a comprehensive understanding of the challenges relating to water in our metro. We believe that once a comprehensive report of our findings has been compiled, it will put us in an informed position in order to be able to make recommendations. We will outline the next steps of this process in the coming days.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has told G20 foreign ministers that their meeting in Johannesburg is an opportunity for greater collaboration between African nations and the rest of the world. He was speaking at NASREC, where he welcomed the top diplomats for their first gathering since South Africa assumed the G20 presidency.
Geopolitical tensions and rising intolerance, conflict and war, climate change, pandemics and energy and food insecurity do threaten an already fragile global coexistence. Now, these challenges are interconnected. They require responses that are inclusive and responses that should be well coordinated through various forums such as the G20.
At least 10 fire trucks are being used to fight a blaze that's been burning in Wellington in the Western Cape. Cape Winelands District Municipality spokesperson Joanne Otto says teams worked overnight to try and contain the fire.
Today's hot weather has caused some flare-ups that were exacerbated by the wind, which picked up substantially later today. In the areas of Rooshoek and Foxenburg, the fire crews had their hands full as the fire moved very quickly towards an area where there are some houses. However, they were able to divert the fire and no damages occurred.
Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 31, Richards Bay 30. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.